thanks for tuning in. If you missed the beginning of the show, we've been talking to Helen, who is an author and artist, and Freya, who is a neurodivergent affirming art therapist. And they have recently published an anthology along with a number of other authors called Weaving Words Together, A Journey of Reflections. But off air, we were just talking, Helen, a bit about your work as a visual artist. Do you want to describe the work that you do for us? Seeing as this is a, you know, non-visual, radio is very non-visual.
Yeah.
You look stuck for words.
Yeah, I am.
When I first met you, you were doing quite a lot of painting work and craft. You had the biggest collection of crafts I think I've ever seen owned by an individual person that spanned several rooms and an innumerable amount of cupboards. And one of the first things we started doing together was looking at the way that you coloured in a lot of pre-printed outlines on canvases and then talking in a more complex way about what creativity meant to you and what it was to represent colours and what they meant for you personally. And from that, we actually moved pretty fast into working with textiles with the same colours. And then it's like you came to life. It reminded you of all of these different aspects of your life, but in ways that allowed you to do it safely for things that had felt unsafe, and then allowed you to also explore different aspects of the memories and to find parts of those memories that were actually really beautiful and meaningful to you. Mm-hmm. And it allowed you to be able to talk about things that were perhaps blocks for yourself.
Colours I actually first started using was green, which represented grass and the browns, earth. And then I would stick to a colour with black. Black is a darkness colour for me. Yellow and purple, just colours like that to start off with. And then I started lightening those colours by like blue for the sky, and it just sort of, when I saw it on paper, it just gave it a different meaning. That's why colours connect towards me when I do art. So, yeah, that's...
I really remember it being incredibly important for you the moment you realised that the colours held very significant meanings that were personal to you and didn't need to be a picture.
No.
And that was a big shift for you. And then those colours could be replicated across textures. So I know I've walked in sometimes to your place and thrown a pom-pom at you and you've just gone, I had no idea, but this is the texture I needed to feel right now. And you'll sometimes work with that texture for like an hour. And it just is magical to be a part of and to witness. But to then have you recreate something that unlocks a space inside of you and allows you to reflect for yourself in really meaningful ways.
With that, I just didn't want to let this go, you know. And it held a resemblance for me to be close to that pom-pom thing that Freya made. Like I've tried counselling and it just didn't work for me, where Freya actually sits with you and just talk about things as I draw or paint, by putting things together and create something, is basically what I do. So, and without art and with Freya, she's just marvellous. She's always there for me, and I hope that one day, you know, she meets up with more people, and a person like me, and, you know, and help them belong to go on their merry way and journey. So
stop giving the credit away, because you do all the work. You know that.
Well, I don't feel like that, but, you know.
Because sometimes we don't really even talk that much. We might just actually converse through a creative process. Mm. So we just kind of use colours together. And sometimes I just mirror what you're doing. Mm. And it, I'm not sure how exactly it works for you, but it seems to just encourage you potentially to be a lot more continuous and engaged. And so it seems like in those moments that you are free to create whatever it is that comes forth, and you stop worrying.
It's it just gives me, like, nothing else has worked for me in the past, and by using different techniques and like normal art, it's not like a normal art like I do, but it's virtually putting your hands through paint and rubbing them together and just, you know, creating something like, I'll give you an explanation of, like, I put two hands flat down on the paper and saw something in that, and it just freaked me out. Because it was actually a face of my sister-in-law, and it just formed like that. I could see the features, and just by putting red paint and, you know, for the hair and just stuff like that, you know, it just freaked me out.
But what we find is it's an opening of a doorway to a subconscious that isn't able to be accessed in a conscious way. So if you're just talking, or if you're just creating a picture on your own and you're trying to replicate something, it's not tapping into that deeper subconscious that allows an inside knowing in your body to come forward. And that's what it seems to do a lot for you, specifically for you, is that there's a lot of moments that you become aware of, and then you're able to have a conversation about that, and you become more aware for something for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a track that was one of your selections, Freya, that we might play now, and continue discussing these journeys that you're both undertaking. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Only Human on 4ZZZ and Z Digital.